Zappa presents What the Focaccia, written by Ginger Jones and read by Zoe Mills. Chapter 1. House of Horror. An inclusive range gives you more. More confidence, more comfort, more choice. I direct my eyeline at Flora, who does her very best to concentrate on my pitch, in spite of the onslaught of multicoloured plastic balls being pelted at her head. Great start! Jeanne claps excitedly over the hullabaloo, her leather jacket getting caught in a giant plastic cobweb as she lowers her three-year-old from the cargo net. Trying to ignore the ear-splitting roar of shrieking toddlers and the faint smell of wee, I reach for my phone, my hand brushing against something warm and soggy which, upon greater inspection, looks to be a regurgitated custard cream. Nice. It was Jeanne who suggested we meet at the House of Horrors play barn to practice my pitch, not just as a means to entertain Leo, but also as a way of getting me to focus. If you can deliver your pitch in a giant ball pit of screaming kids, you can get through it anywhere, she reasoned. And she's right. Getting through the opening sentences while Baby Shark is booming over the speakers to drown out the shrieks and squeals of 100 or so preschoolers as they collide on crash mats, faceplant into giant slabs of sponge and shake machines full of small rubbery zombies behind you, is indeed a great test of stamina. Go on, Jeanne grins, scraping her curls into a ponytail to reveal sensible stud earrings, most unlike the Jeanne I know and love, who favours 5-inch heels for the nursery drop and has embraced a whole new wardrobe since divorcing Mandela, self-diagnosed sex addict and father of her child. Flaunt it, her new motto. As though reading my mind, she reaches for her earlobe. My tortoiseshells got caught in the cargo net last time. Okay. I sling the soggy custard cream into the gaping mouth of a friendly witch and try to call to mind the notes I have spent way too long finessing over the last few days. Because let's be honest, this pitch is not just important. This pitch is everything. If Art Ter Horst, or the horse, as he's affectionately known amongst fashionistas, is wowed by my designs tomorrow, House of Dreams may just commission my collection. And curvilicious could not only be a made-up word on my hard drive, but an actual living, breathing, size-inclusive clothing range, and a lifelong dream fulfilled. I inhale sharply. They say size doesn't matter, but as a plus-size woman, let me tell you, it matters enormously. Did you know that the average woman in the Western world is a size 44 and is considered plus-size? No, Flora says, with what's coming across as rehearsed incredulity, or has she too put her fingers on a semi-digested biscuit? I go on. If the average woman is plus size, what does that make women who are larger than average? Plus plus? XXL, Flora suggests, her face alight with the glow of a praised school prefect. The questions are supposed to be rhetorical, Flora. Jeanne casts her a thousand-yard stare. I just thought... Flora's words ebb away, as a sea of nursery kids perform a giant conga on a cobwebbed rope bridge above us, crumbs, spittle and primal joy raining down on us in the jam-packed arena of soft play. Ew! Did someone just spit on us? Her eyes widen with horror. I love Flora. I've loved her since the day we sat next to each other in maths, and she sorted me out with an emergency tampon. And I've continued to love her since she hit the big time with a dating algorithm based on cohabiting compatibility. Coco, for short. And has single-handedly facilitated the blossoming of romance and the propagation of the human race across the Western Hemisphere, apart from her own. But there is one thing that Flora doesn't do very well, and that's anything icky. Mess. Dirt. Vomit. Child spit. Or any bodily fluid is enough to turn her stomach. And if this situation is difficult for me, you can bet your last Jaffa cake it'll be a zillion times more difficult for a woman who bleaches our bath 3 times a week and insists that we steam clean the carpets fortnightly. A compulsion, Mr. Salim, our landlord, seems to be very...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?